Now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
One of the most common justifications for the great tax shift in the General Assembly this session is that the abolition of the state's corporate income tax will spur robust economic development. Lawmakers apparently think that the corporate tax is our biggest economic problem. The evidence shows that's simply not true. State and local taxes make up roughly 2% of business costs, 2%. Labor, transportation, quality of life are far more important to where a business locates. And doing away with the corporate tax wouldn't help many existing North Carolina companies anyway. The North Carolina Budget and Tax Center reports 90% of the money from eliminating the tax would go to out-of-state and multinational companies. That money would not stay here to be reinvested. And finally, the nine states with the highest corporate income taxes are doing much better in recent years than the nine states with the lowest corporate income tax rates. Add it all up, and it's clear that it would be much smarter to make important investments in education and worker training than giving money to out-of-state corporations and their shareholders. That doesn't help North Carolina at all. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.